Hi everyone. I'm Muhammed Tanrıkulu, a software engineer with interest of web and cross-platform applications. I'm working in blockchain industry almost for 4 years, and I'm one of the co-founder of Almonit organization. Today, I'm going to present you one of our new product called Alpress, which is yet MVP, and we are looking for people to test it, contribute it, and of course use it. But before this, I will take you to the very beginning by explaining what is Almonit organization and how it appeared and what we actually do there. Almonit is an experimental organization, as I call, to open gates to the decentralized world. What we do is creating open source projects, products, and services for the decentralized web. We started Almonit with a couple of friends while drinking in our favorite bar called Freedom Lunch in 2019. Before we didn't even know what COVID is and what such thing can affect all of our lives. One of our friends came up with an very early concept of called decentralized website as his personal page. The concept was simply working like adding static websites to the IPFS and linking those that content hash of edit files under ENS domain. For people who didn't hear about those terms, IPFS is a peer-to-peer hypermedia platform which you can share your files, data, websites with anyone. You can think it like a programmable torrent. But of course, there's much more. An ENS, or called Ethereum Name Service, is an open source blockchain-based naming protocol running top of Ethereum. It's an alternative to DNS, I can say. So after discussing about such solution, the idea evolved to the stretching decentralization concept in web area as much as we can. Then we decided to take an action. We first created a web extension called Almonit extension for all modern browsers, which includes Chrome, Opera, Brave, and Firefox. And you can even now go to your application stores and search for Almonit web extension. You will find them. The extension helps user to resolve ENS names in a decentralized manner. It reads ENS name from the address bar of traditional browser. Ask this information to the Ethereum smart contract, retrieve the content hash of linked websites, files, and loading it in your browser. Anyone can configure any part of the third-party gateways, or they can use their own services or modify them with their favorite ones. We assure decentralization or randomization of given gateways. In each browser session, a random gateway provides service for the user. And user can be in control anytime by simply using force for a specific gateway option. And after that, we see there are many decentralized websites appearing each day based on ENS and IPFS. And we decided to index them. So we created a decentralized web directory, which is also a decentralized website. We first start to gather all the ENS domains manually as we hear from the social platforms like Twitter. But then it was a necessity to have our own ENS crawler because this world was growing quite fast. Then we created one. Later, the amount of decentralized websites start to increase more and more based on ENS and IPFS and also ENS and Skynet combination. And we come up with an idea of creating decentralized search engine, which can let users search for decentralized websites. And which is also decentralized by itself. This led us to write our own scraper to work along with the ENS crawler we have. The search results were quite satisfying from the for the beginning. And as you can see, some of the results here, it's already reachable. If you have an extension, our extension, you can go and type almonit.eth and you will find the engine. And if you don't have an extension and if you don't want to install it, you can use that link gateway, by typing that link at the end of the elmlet.eth domain, and you will find it. You will find and you will be able to use it also. While those things were happening, there were unpleasant news about media censorship of crypto world going in, etc. This took us to another adventure, which is helping regular people to jump decentralized web world as easy as possible. This is the first time Alpress start to get shaped in our minds. So, what is Alpress? Alpress is a decentralized self-governing publication platform. For outsiders, it's just like a regular web application. But it's actually more than that. Anyone can be an author and publish their articles in the system. They can be anonymous if they wish to. Any reader can reach to those articles and read them without having an account. Alpress consists of two main parts. First one is decentralized web application based on ENS and IPFS. There is no server side. The writers and readers connect into the network through IPFS sharing protocol. And in the screen, at the same time, I'm showing you the concept of decentralized web applications. It consists from two parts also. The one is decentralized name services, and another one is decentralized sharing hosting protocols. Of course, there can be many other modules here as well, like, for example, decentralized databases. And there are many alternatives to the decentralized naming services and also decentralized hosting protocols getting, this area also getting bigger and bigger. And the second part of the Alpress is a DAO called Decentralized Autonomous Organizations, which is a decentralized business model lets users to govern any idea, assets, or decisions by giving them a voting power. This is the part which transforms decentralized web applications to the self-governing organizations. So, what is self-governing organization? As I mentioned previously, SGOs are decentralized web platforms, which is managed by DAO in all sense, like development, contributions, all decisions, and the moderators. In Alpress, this means anyone in the system can be a member of Alpress SGO, which includes writers, readers, contributors, investors, and many other roles which can be described by any extended, described and extended by the member of Alpress SGO at any time point. Thus, Alpress becomes a self-governed and self-sufficient organization with built-in self-moderation mechanism. And let's demo it. Here is the Alpress decentralized web application. It completely looks and feels like a centralized web application. The only difference is there is no backend, there is no server side, and you interact with IPFS and ENS through our library, which calls DLog. And here I'm going to create a new account for the FOSDEM, and let's start. So when I click the connect button, normally MetaMask should ask me to connect to the website, but I already did that. So after that, the system checks if this account, the wallet, has any accounts in the system. If not, it redirects you to register page. And in here, we are getting a handle for us. So for the first time, I'm going to type FOSDEM 21, and as you can see screen, it means that this handle is free. If you have something not free, it will just tell you the handle is taken. And let's create it. And after that, it's asking about the informations like pen name, the avatar, author description, and I'm going to give a name and add the full stem logo, and I will type here website of FullStem, and let's sign up. And in this pass, MetaMask simply asks for confirmation for the transaction, and we just say, yes, confirm it. And now our dlog library, buying this handle as a subdomain for us, and after the transaction is confirmed, we registered. And as you can see, there is nothing here because we don't have any article yet. So let's start with writing one. And some content we just entered. We can simply do whatever we want. We can make some changes in the style or simply move around and align the text and even add some images. But for now, I'm going to skip this and then press publish. And when we press that, again, MetaMask will ask for this transaction confirmation if you want to publish this article, and we just simply say yes. And again, we are waiting for the transaction, and time to time it takes some time. And as you can see, the transaction is confirmed, and we have our first block in a decentralized manner. And this is the content. Of course, with the dark mode. And if you want to share your profile with someone, I'll just open, or maybe just let's click. And here it is. Here is the first FullStem profile to share with its users. And this is our first article. Completely decentralized. And this is it. Thank you so much for watching. And if you have any question, I'll be here waiting for your questions. Thank you so much.